Welcome to the Akashic Reading Podcast, presented by AkashicReading.com, the place where you can learn to access your soul's wisdom, or at least stop digging the hole any deeper. I'm your host, Terry Uktena, and today I'll be talking about books I recommend concerning the Akashics. I've set this list up as a means of introduction to different aspects of the Akashics and Akashic exploration, which I hope will inspire you or at least add to your personal to-be-read list. There's so much written about the Akashics, it can be overwhelming to sort out the gems from the bunk, the useful from the junk. As I'm a dyed-in-the-wool bibliophile, 11 bookcases and counting in my personal library, I read extensively on as many subjects related to the Akashics as possible. You might not be aware, but there are many facets to this crystal. From self-help and how-tos to deep dives in fairly esoteric material, it can take years to fully master, let alone comprehend. In working with clients and students over the years, I began developing a list of books I referred people to regularly, such as Michael Newton's Soul Books and Ian Stevenson's books on past life memories. This expanded over time, and to be honest, I got tired of copying and pasting the same information into emails for people day after day. So I set up a page on my website with a curated list of books, each of which give good information on their various subjects. I continue to add to this list as I have the time to read through something I want to recommend. In fact, just recently I finished going through Rudolf Steiner's book, The Fifth Gospel, which is channeled information from the Akashics concerning the life of Jesus. Of interest to me was the descriptions of his experience in reading and receiving the information via Akashic meditation. It mirrors what I and my students experience to a great extent. My reading list is divided into subject matter sections. These aren't all of the categories possible, just those I've managed to get to so far. For example, I don't yet have anything concerning near-death experiences or NDE. This isn't because these experiences aren't relevant or there's nothing there I find worth mentioning. I just haven't yet had the time to give this subject the attention it deserves. Some of the categories I have are a bit sparse for the same reason. It's not that there aren't a lot of good resources out there. I just haven't had a chance to read all of them yet. This is particularly true for the section on Edgar Cayce and the Akashics. He's one of the most famous Akashic readers of the 20th century. But reading for him was difficult, as he needed to go into full trance, which is physically draining. All of his readings were recorded diligently by his family, friends, and students, so there's an extensive record of the information he received. Because he was a Christian mystic from a Protestant faith, his readings can be off-putting to some. But I find it fascinating to see someone with such strong religious convictions who's willing to talk about the information they've received concerning Atlantis. Going even further back in time to the age of Victorian sitting rooms and seances, I've managed to read through the most famous works of Helena Blavatsky and Theosophy. I recently read an amazing text on Blavatsky, Recycled Lives, A History of Reincarnation in Blavatsky's Theosophy, by Julie Chayes, and it is now on the list as well. I say managed because reading material from this period takes some effort and translation. Besides the fact racism is not only acceptable but thought to be scientifically validated during this period, it can therefore be shockingly blatant, it was still also completely acceptable to claim whatever spiritual theories you had were from Egypt or of Hindu origin and therefore authoritative. I find annotated versions of these texts help the reader to skip past these things and prevent confusion. Where I've focused most of my attention is on the more current and practical aspects of the Akashics. The first section is on how souls interact in the Akashics. This is books which talk about what we do when we're not embodied, how we plan for embodied life and why, how past lives influence our current experience, and so on. I've included Michael Newton's books there, some by Brian Weiss, as well as Roger Wolder. There's a section just on information about reincarnation and past life research, which includes Ian Stevenson's reports on all the cases he discovered of verifiable past life memories experienced by children. I continue to add books to this section as I'm able to get access to them. Word of warning, Dr. Stevenson didn't write for the lay public, for the most part, and so while full of facts and amazing information, his books are also academic and incredibly dry. So have your favorite beverage by your side if you intend to dive in. For someone just getting started, I'd read the books I have listed which are written by his colleagues, such as Satwant Pasricha, who has continued on this path and gone even further. The majority of the books in this section are for the general public, and so enjoyable reads. And for those who are into the science aspect of things, I have a robust section of not just books, but also articles from scientific journals. These discuss how scientists are beginning to uncover aspects of the Akashics, as well as learn how they actually work, if not why. I find the theories of Edgar Mitchell rather fascinating, and I'm keeping an eye on the scientists discovering new particles with the Hadron Collider at CERN. I'm also reading a lot about neuroscience, new treatments for PTSD, and the role of energy and soma in the process. So for those who want to go further, dig deeper, or explore whole new aspects of Akasha, you can go to www.akashicreading.com/additional-reading. I'll also have a link to it in the podcast description. And that's all the time we have this week. If you're interested in knowing more, check out my website, akashicreading.com. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please consider supporting it by subscribing on Patreon. You can see all my other offerings and get regular updates about what I'm working on at patreon.com/TerryUktana. Thanks. Bye.